Saturday morning, good morning. What the hell is happening as far as the Derby is concerned? We've had Aidan O'Brien on the morning line this morning trying to clarify the situation, but left everyone much more confused than they were before. The situation seems to be this. St Nicholas Abbey always intended to be the first string for Ballydoyle in the Epsom Classic next Saturday. However, he disappointed Johnny Murta, according to press reports, but Aidan O'Brien said his work wasn't disappointing, it just wasn't quite as scintillating as it was previously. He worked with Midas Touch and worked just as well, but they expected him to work all over. And Jan Vermeer has been improving constantly since, and you'll see that he has been the subject of very strong anti-post betting and is now in fact favourite for the Derby. He's 11-4 favourite, Jan Vermeer, but he always was the intended Ballydoyle runner in the French Derby. However, Aidan O'Brien did say he's not decided whether he goes to Epsom or to France yet, and if there's any worry with St Nicholas Abbey, then Jan Vermeer will line up. And I always think to watch the market, Jan Vermeer 11-4 favourite, St Nicholas Abbey alarming drift out to 3-1 here. I think Kate Blanco and Midas Touch, they're other horses who could line up. I think Midas Touch, Aidan O'Brien said, always intended to go to Epsom. Midas Touch at Epsom, Kate Blanco could go to France. What is clear is that the picture is unclear. That's the only clear thing in this particular scenario at the moment. So the advice is to hold your bets. Aidan O'Brien says he's going to work them again Tuesday or Wednesday and then have a chat with his jockeys. And Johnny Murta obviously has to decide what he's going to ride. It was always his intention to ride St Nicholas Abbey. He always said St Nicholas Abbey was the best, even after riding Kate Blanco to Dante success. So it is a real unclear picture. My advice, hold your bets and keep your eye on Betfair over the next 2 or 3 days, and let's wait and see what comes out of Ballydoyle on Wednesday or even Thursday when they have to declare for the Derby. One thing is for certain, you can keep right across the situation at racingdiary.co.uk.